Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, we'll learn how to fight the giants in your life.
Goliath can only be defeated by looking to the Lord. That's the only way you're going to defeat him. That's the only way I can defeat him. I have to keep my eyes on Jesus. Everybody in the valley that day saw the giant. David saw God. And David said, "That guy compared to me is a giant. But compared to God, he's a dwarf. He's nothing. He's a pimple on a flea. And I'm coming in the name of the Lord."
Goliath is the giant of all giants in the Bible. He was 9 feet 9 inches tall, quite a massive foe, and he aptly represents the devil. But he also represents that thing in your life that the devil uses to defeat you time after time. Now, it might appear as anger, lust, guilt, insecurity, discontentment, and worry. So, how can we walk in victory when there are giants like that all around us? This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for joining us today. And we're going to be learning how to beat the supersized problems in our life, God's way, through the wonderful story of David and Goliath. The message today is entitled Supersized, and it's one of 7 in Pastor Jeff's series, The Land of the Giants, How to Deal with Your Biggest Problems. You can find out more at fromhisheart.org about this series and this message today. But first, open your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Here's Pastor Jeff with part 2 of the message from the Land of the Giants series entitled Supersized.
There's many things that we could say about this story, but I want us to really focus in on 5 truths from this great passage of Scripture. Truth number 1, we are in a battle just like they were in a battle. Now, they were in a physical battle, and we are in a spiritual battle with the devil and his demonic horde and the things, the devices of the devil, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. So that's the first truth. We're in a battle. Second truth, we have a Goliath in our battle who takes the wind out of our sails, because every time we turn around, he's yelling at us. He's making us afraid. He's eating our lunch spiritually. Truth number 3, we lose to Goliath because we believe his lies. You know, the Bible says we're children of the king. The Bible says we're super conquerors, Romans 8:37. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. The Bible says, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the Lord has called us out, and we need to remember who we are in Jesus Christ. Now, we're none of those things in and of ourselves. It's all only when you come into relationship with Jesus that those things become real and true for you. So not only do we remember to contradict and counteract the devil's lies, but then we must train ourselves in the truth. David was trained in the truth. You know something about being a shepherd? It's just lots of time outdoors with the sheep, just you and the sheep. Lots of time watching the sheep. They didn't have any kind of distractions like we have today. So it was David and God. And David would talk to the Lord often outside as he was tending his sheep. He said in Psalm 8, as he's looking up to the sky, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou dost take thought of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him a little lower than God, and has just crowned him with honor and glory." He's just looking at the heavens, and he's spending time with God, and he's deepening his relationship with God even as a young teenager. And so David would speak truth in his heart. The Bible says in Psalm 15, a psalm of David, "O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? He who walks with integrity and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. It's important to speak truth in your heart, because let me tell you something, it is so easy to believe the lies of Goliath. So easy to believe those lies because they match up with your feelings. And when Goliath comes and barks out to you and says, I defy the ranks of Israel this day, give me a man that we may fight together. You feel like that's all I am is the ranks of Israel. And that lie goes along with your feelings. It takes faith to say, that's not who I am. I'm a child of the living God. We are the armies of the living God. So we lose to Goliath because we believe his lies. Fourthly, we lose to Goliath because we listen to the faithless. So David is saying, hey, tell me again, what do you get if you step up and fight Goliath? You know, he's in this camp talking to the Israelites. He heard Goliath over here and he said, well, wait a minute, how long is the line to fight this guy? They're like, not very long. I mean, there's nobody in line. I mean, you got first crack. He said, what do I get if I fight him and whip him? He said, well, you get tax-free living, you get the king's daughter, you get great riches. I think you're going to Disney World, David. I mean, it's a great deal if you step up and fight Goliath. And then his oldest brother, Eliab, hears. And verse 28, it says, now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger burned against David. You remember in chapter 16, Samuel, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But God didn't choose Eliab. And when your oldest brother and God chooses youngest brother who's out with the sheep and stinks like sheep, there's something in your heart. If you're not careful, you can become so jealous and so bitter toward your youngest brother. And that was going on in Eliab. It says Eliab's anger burned against David and he said, why have you come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your insolence and the wickedness of your heart, for you have come down in order to see the battle. What are you doing here, David? Oh, you're talking tough in front of the guys, aren't you, little shepherd boy? In the Living Bible, it says, you're nothing but a cocky little brat. That's what he says to David. What are you doing here, you cocky little brat? Well, where did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? You're just a stinking little shepherd boy. Why don't you just go back to those sheep? That's what he said to him. It's embarrassing him in front of the guys. Hey, don't listen to the faithless. Eliab wasn't going out there to fight Goliath. Some people will question your motives. That's what he was doing. He was questioning David's motives. I know your insolence, that's your pride, and the wickedness of your heart. How in the world would he know what was in David's heart? You know who had pride and wickedness in his heart? Eliab. Eliab. The people that tend to question your motives are typically the people that have bad motives. And they think you must be like I am. Hey, they're going to be people like that. Don't listen to them. Don't hang out with them. Some will question our motives, and then some will tell us we are unable. Well, you're not able to do this. You're not able to. You're talking about going out and fighting Goliath. How are you going to do that? You're not able to do that. And that's what Saul told David. Because when Eliab confronts David, says, you're nothing but a cocky little brat. David, go back to your sheep. David handles himself so well, and he says to his oldest brother, he says, what have I done now? Is it not just a question? And then he just leaves Eliab and starts talking to the guys. He said, tell me again, what do I get if I whip Goliath? Man, you get riches, you get the king's daughter, you get tax-free living, you get Disney World, you get everything if you whip him. And so they take him to Saul, because David says, sign me up. And they take him to Saul. It says in verse 31, when the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Then Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. For you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth. You're not able to do it. Eliab says, you got a rotten heart, David. He questioned your motives, David. You're not nothing but a cocky little brat, David. And then the king of Israel, the one that everyone looked up to, the one that David looked up to, what does he say to him? You're not able to do it. You're just a kid. You're just a youth. He's been a warrior from his youth. He's a champion. I appreciate your gusto and your excitement, but you need to settle down, boy, because you're not going to ever be able to whip Goliath. Goliath says you're not able. The Sauls will say you're not able. But David knew he wasn't able in and of himself. He was able with the Lord. And he told Saul, he said, listen, Saul, he said, there was a lion that came after my sheep. I killed him. There was a bear that came after my sheep. I killed him. And this uncircumcised Philistine is going to be just like that lion, just like that bear. Why? Because he has taunted the armies of the living God. That's why I'm going. It's for God's name and for God's honor. And I'm going to go. And he won Saul over. And Saul said, all right, then go and the Lord be with you. Hey, if you're hanging out with the faithless, if you're hanging out with people who are questioning your motives, if you're hanging out with people who constantly tell you, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't, then hang out with some different people. Bad company, the Bible says, corrupts good morals. Don't hang out with the naysayers. Hang out with the people who say, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's who you need to hang out with. Hey, we lose to Goliath because we listen to the faithless. And then truth number five, we must face Goliath with faith in God. That's the only way you can face Goliath and defeat Goliath is with faith in God. The Bible says, have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches o'er his own. He'll never fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. David had faith in God. Now remember this about Goliath. Goliath is not going away. He's not going to all of a sudden just go away. He's coming to the valley, tromping through that tall grass morning and evening for 40 days. He's come 80 times. Now this is the 81st time. And he's called out the people of God. He's called out the Israelites. I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Now they haven't done anything with Goliath. And you know what Goliath is doing now? The guy said to David, have you seen this man who's coming up? Coming up. Now, he's on this mountain ridge, and he walks down the mountain ridge to come into the valley to say, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. But they're not giving him a man. So what is he doing? He keeps moving closer and closer to them. He's starting to come up where they are. Hey, sometimes we think, well, maybe my Goliath will just go away. Your Goliath won't go away. That problem that you have that you don't want to address, that you just want to put in the closet, that you want to throw over a sheet over it, it's not going away. That marriage problem that you have, it's not going away. So many people who have marriage problems, they don't want to deal with it. I don't want to talk to you. I just don't want to deal with it. I'm just going to pretend it's going to go away. Well, newsflash, it's not going away. You have a problem with alcohol? You think you can handle it? Let me tell you something. The old proverb says this, first the man takes the drink, then the drink takes the drink, then the drink takes the man. And what you thought you can control, now it controls you, and it's coming up. And it's starting to affect every area of your life. It's affecting your work. It's affecting your relationships. It's affecting your family and your marriage. You got to deal with Goliath. Goliath must be confronted. He's not going away, so he must be confronted. Now, here's the story. Saul says to David, okay, you think you can whip Goliath? You want to go? You think he's going to be like that lion or like that bear? Then go, and may the Lord be with you. Here's the thing. Goliath is saying, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Who's the man that's the champion of Israel? King Saul. He's head and shoulders above everyone in Israel. He's their champion. He's their king. But he doesn't have any faith. He's scared to death just like the other guys. The other guys are quaking in their boots, and so is King Saul. David is not afraid. David is saying, I'll go. Well, he's only 15 years old, peach fuzz on his chin. He probably doesn't weigh much more than Goliath's armor that he wears, 125-pound bulletproof vest. David probably weighs maybe a buck 30, maybe a buck 40. He doesn't weigh very much. Goliath is huge compared to David. Well, Saul says to David, if you're going to go face Goliath, well, you got to get some armor on. So Saul takes off his armor. Now watch this. The faithless Saul, who's too afraid to fight Goliath, he says, here, you can have my armor. And he puts it on David. Well, Saul's a big guy. David's a young guy, a little guy. And so he can't wear the armor. So he puts the armor on and it kind of, pinches his shoulders together. And he puts his helmet on and David can barely see. And then he gives him his sword. And David's having trouble walking with the sword. And then he's just like, I can't go with these. And Saul said, why not? He said, I've not tested them. I don't know how to use this stuff. He said, well, you're getting ready to fight the giant. What are you going to have with you? He said, I'm going to have the things that I know how to use. And he said, I have my shepherd's staff. It's just a piece of wood, looks like a candy cane. I have that. I beat dogs with it. Got a dog whopper. And I have my sling. Now, David didn't have a slingshot. He had a sling. And a sling was used by shepherds. And a sling was where you'd put that stone in that pouch and you'd sling it this way and then you'd let it go. I watched one online today. That stone, with someone who knows what they're doing, he can make that stone go about 80 miles an hour. I mean, that thing comes out like a bullet. And David practiced with the sling. David was good with the sling. David could hit a fly on a rock, from 50 paces. He knew how to aim that thing. He said, well, I got my dog whopper and I got my sling. And Saul says, well, you're going with that? He said, yeah, I'm going with that. That's what I know. And so he takes 5 smooth stones from the brook and he goes out to face the Philistine. And the scripture says in verse 40, and he took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and he put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand. He approached the Philistine. Then the Philistine came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistines looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then the Philistine also said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field. You know, Goliath is insulted. I mean, I'm the champion and you're sending this shepherd kid out here. He doesn't have any armor on. He's dressed like a shepherd. That's who you got going up against me? And this is what David said in response to Goliath. In verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you, and I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will deliver you into my hand. That's the faith of David. And when he said that, these Philistines are like, who is that little kid that he talked to our champion that way? You go smash him. Like, well, I'm gonna get him. And then the Israelites, when they hear that come out of David's mouth, they're like, David, don't say that, David. I don't know if you've seen this guy, but he's gonna kill you. Everybody in the valley that day saw the giant. David saw God. David saw God. And David said, that guy compared to me is a giant, but compared to God, he's a dwarf. He's nothing. He's a pimple on a flea. And I'm coming in the name of the Lord. Listen, Goliath can only be defeated by looking to the Lord. That's the only way you're going to defeat him. That's the only way I can defeat him. I have to keep my eyes on Jesus. Because if I get my eyes off Jesus, like Peter walking on the water, but seeing the wind, he became afraid and he began to sink. David had to keep his eyes on the Lord. Well, the talking is over and the battle is on. And the Bible says that David ran quickly to the battle line to meet the Philistine. And he reached into his pouch and he grabbed a stone and he put it in that sling. And then he began to sling it. And you can hear it as it whips through the air. And then he lets it go. And when he let it go, then God took it from there, and God took that stone, and God supercharged that stone, and God rammed that stone right into the forehead of that big, ugly, dumb giant, and he fell, boom, on his face. And then you had the people on the side of the Philistines. All of a sudden, they gasp. They see their champion down. They gasp. Get up, Goliath. Get up, Goliath. And you have the Israelites, and what do? They shout, get him, David. Get him, David. David runs over. He runs past the shield bearer, and see, Goliath now is in the tall grass, and he pulls out the sword. They can't see what he's doing. All of a sudden, he begins to chop in the tall grass, and you hear the valley grow silent, and the people are saying, what's he doing? What's going on? What's happening? And all of a sudden, David reaches down, and he wraps his fingers in the hair of that greasy-headed Philistine, and he pulls up the head of Goliath. And all of that fear that was on the camp of the Israelites just blew across that valley and leaped into the hearts of the Philistines, and they ran. And God's people came off the mountain with a shout, and they pursued their enemies, and they slaughtered them and slaughtered them and slaughtered them. Listen, God gives the victory when you step out in faith, and that victory spills over to other people. And I don't know what your Goliath is, but I know this, if you will remember who you are in Jesus Christ, and you'll keep your eyes on him, and you'll take a step of faith, and you'll say to yourself and believe it, the battle is the Lord's, and he would deliver you into my hand, then you'll learn the reality of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Isn't that great news? That we don't have to give in and be defeated by the oversized giants in our lives. Our prayer is that God will use this lesson in your life to let that truth saturate your heart and mind and give you strength and faith to make that a reality. You know, being a Christian means accepting the task to tell people about Jesus, because that's what you and I are all about. And one way to do that is by helping ministries like From His Heart to proclaim that good news to places you'd never be able to get to yourself. And when you support From His Heart, you are extending your influence for Christ around the world. And this month is a very special one for us, as it is our traditional fiscal year end. It's a time when we take stock of the last 12 months and find out if we can reach the targeted budgets that we need to continue and even expand this outreach. If you're being blessed by this ministry and would like to help others find that same blessing, then you can help us meet the cost involved head on. And with that fiscal year-end gift, we'll say thank you by sending you Pastor Jeff's powerful series, The Land of the Giants, along with his insightful booklet, When You Don't Like Yourself. To make your timely fiscal year-end gift and help us reach the world in the next 12 months, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Or go to fromhisheart.org. And when you do, please request the series on CDs, DVDs, a USB flash drive, or as an MP3 download. And you'll also receive our deepest thanks. Thank you for joining us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, hoping that you'll be able to be here on Thursday when Pastor Jeff tackles what may be the biggest giant of them all. Learn to overcome the giant of anger. Next time, when we'll again open God's Word and share real truth from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more when you go to fromhisheart.org.